turn with us.
Have your way tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah. So, Lord. Praise the Lord. Stopped by McDonald's today to grab a sandwich and I was sitting there just minding my own little business. And two ladies were sitting over across the way from us and talking about church and really talking good about church, you know. I was real impressed with how he's talking. Started talking about their pastor. How much they liked him. How awesome of a speaker he was. How he was just one of the nicest people. And I thought, tried to think, now where were they sitting on Sunday? For the life of me, just couldn't place exact. I know they had to be here somewhere. So I began to, you know how you do, just kind of think over the congregation and think and try to place everybody, you know, and all the people thinking, where were they sitting? Where were they sitting? Then they begin to describe his preaching. And I realized, it's not me. Not me, sorry. Oh, well. Maybe next time. The Book of Esther. What a wonderful book of the Bible. I enjoy reading the Book of Esther. And there's just so much good stuff that's here. But if you'll look with me, right? We're just going to kind of jump around just a little bit, okay? As we try to find exactly, we're going to start in chapter 6. Chapter 6 and verse 12. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house mourning and having his head covered. That's all I want to read right there, but I want you to notice. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. Notice it says, came again to the king's gate. Mordecai came again to the king's gate. I want to talk to you tonight about the king's gate. King's gate. Sounds pretty prestigious, don't it? Sounds pretty important. If you, come on, king. It's like living on royalty row, something, you know. Sounds pretty prestigious. King's gate. He had a position there. Mordecai was just a gatekeeper at the king's gate. We don't really know how long he had been in this position. Don't know how long exactly he was located here, but we know he was there for some time. He had some history there in the King's Gate. We don't know a whole lot about the King's Gate. Let me just, Mordecai, he was a Jew living in captivity, doing the bidding of a foreign king, occupying his time until there was an opportunity to go back to Jerusalem and to go back to Israel. He was there just doing what he had to do while he was there till he could get by. You know, when in the book of Jeremiah, when you read the Lord talking about the children of Israel going into captivity, he tells them to go there and build houses. He tells them to plant vineyards. He tells them to grow crops. He tells them that they should make their dwelling there. He even says that you should pray for the safety of your enemy and pray for the increase of your enemy. Thereby, you, meaning the children of Israel, who are in captivity, will have safety and will have peace. Kind of interesting, right? But that's what the Lord told them to do, because he said, you're going to be there. You're going to dwell there for a while. So while you're there, you need to occupy. You need to do what you have to do. Don't live out in the open, but go ahead and build a house. Settle in. Get ready. Be there. You're going to be there for the long haul. So settle in. The Bible tells us that we need to occupy till he comes. Right? We need to occupy. I know the Lord is coming soon, but please do not go out and quit your job. Right? Wouldn't that be a little bit foolish? To go out and quit your job? Well, the Lord's coming any day now. I thought I'd try to get a little vacation time in before the Lord comes. I don't think that's what the Lord wants you to do. I don't think you ought to sell your house and move into a tent up on a mountain somewhere waiting for Jesus to come. I don't think that's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to occupy till he comes. I know we're living in a land of captivity. I know we're living in this land that is not our home. We're only passing through, right? But while we're here, we need to occupy. Man, we need to occupy. We need to plan. Man, there's people say, well, I'm not putting nothing away for my retirement. Lord's going to come before I retire. Really? I just recommend, I believe the Lord's coming soon, but I think you ought to occupy till he does come. Amen? Amen. I think you ought to occupy till he comes. But when we look at Mordecai, his position was the king's gate. He would get up in the morning and he'd make his way to the king's gate. He would get up and he'd go about his job every day, faithfully, going to the king's gate. Think about this for a moment, if you would. It's not a prestigious job. This is not like, you know, that he is some brilliant person, really integral part of the working of the kingdom. It's not. There's a lot more people that's got a lot more important positions than what Mordecai had. It's not like he was, you know, before the king and in front of the king. It wasn't like he had the ear of the king because he was in the king's gate. It's not like that he had some, you know, cushy, easy job. But he was probably in a position where he was overlooked. There wasn't a lot of opportunity for advancement. You know, you could move from the right side of the king's gate to the left side of the king's gate. There's not a whole lot of ways to move up the ladder. I mean, this is pretty much where he was going to be, in the king's gate. This is pretty much where he's going to dwell. It's right there in the king's gate. But he'd probably get there, and he could probably, I don't know, you know, what it was actually, so I'm just kind of, you know, can I just imagine for a moment? Okay? He stands in the king's gate. Hello, welcome to the king's gate. Hi, welcome to the king's gate. Hello, come on in, welcome to the king's gate. Step right in, folks, make your way right on in. Welcome into the king's gate. That's proper, come on. He was just a gatekeeper. That's all he was, sitting in the king's gate. Just, you know, move right on in, folks. Please, don't tarry, don't tarry. Move, keep it moving. Right there. Amen. It's kind of like when, I think it was it Kayla when she was little that said that about the hitchhiker. I told you that. Amen. She hitchhiker passed that hitchhiker on the side road. And she said, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Really? She says, yes. That's what I want to be when I grow up. I said, what's that? She said, one of those people that stand on the side of the road and tell people where to go. Man. That's probably old Mordecai right there in the King's Gate. Come on, folks. Keep her moving. Don't clog up the King's Gate. Let's keep her moving. Keep it moving. Come on. Big camel coming through. Big camel. Watch out. Big camel. You know, just trying to make room for everybody to come through the King's Gate and make sure everything's good and right at the King. It's not a big job. It's not a big job, not a prestigious job, but he was faithful to that job of the King's Gate. You know, sometimes we look at our life and we feel like, you know, really, Lord, you don't even need me. Lord, what am I doing? Lord, surely there's something bigger than this. Lord, surely there's something better than this for me to do than just tell people where to go. I mean, you know, stand on the road and tell people where to go. I mean, surely there's something better for me than that. Here we are. We're in this, you know, we think, man, I thought it would be so much better by now. I thought things would be so much better in my life, and here's where I'm at. You know, when you're young, you have such big dreams, right? What you'll become, what you're going to do. Wow. And then when life comes, it's not quite what you dreamed it would be. Right? Not really quite what you dreamed it to be. I mean, that's just the way things happen. But God puts us in places. And sometimes it may not seem to be all that important. May not seem to be all that uplifting of a place. May look around and say, Lord, there's nowhere for me to advance. There's no way for me to pull myself up. There's no way for me to do any better than I'm doing right now. Amen. But Mordecai kept going to the King's Gate. He kept going to the King's Gate. And while he was there, amen, he was able to be in a position, amen, that God could use him by just being in the King's Gate. Sometimes we feel like, Lord, what I'm doing is so small. Amen. Can I tell you, keep on doing what you're doing for God. Say, Lord, my Sunday school class, amen, is not growing. My Sunday school class still is small. Keep doing what you are doing. But the kids that I'm teaching, they don't remember anything. They could care less. They don't know anything about God. Keep doing what you are doing. Amen. Stay in the King's Gate and keep doing the work that God has assigned for you to do. Amen. You say, but my bus route's not as big as everybody else's bus route. Stay in the King's Gate. Stay in the King's Gate and keep doing what God has assigned for you to do. Amen. And let me tell you what, everybody has a gate, amen, that they need to man. Everybody has a place, amen, where they belong and where God can use them. Everybody. No matter who you are. Man, there's a lot of gates we can use. We can talk about when we talk about the King's Gate. Man, I know we automatically start thinking about the ones that's more obvious, Sunday school teachers or whatever, and the bus workers, and we think about those that's getting out there, and they're getting blogs wrote about them. Okay? They're out there doing something, and so, but not me, Lord. Stay where you're at. Stay doing all you can do for God. Amen. Sometimes the King's Gate is just being a faithful servant of God. Amen. Sometimes the King's Gate is being that one that is always there, always faithful. Amen. Sometimes the King's Gate is the one that has a prayer closet. Amen. That they stay on their knees and they call out to the Lord. Amen. Nobody else knows anything about it. Nobody else sees what's going on, but that's their King's Gate. Amen. Some people, it's that silent witness every day telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. It may be leaving a track, Brother Slaughter. It may be speaking to somebody about the Lord, but listen, amen, stay in the King's Gate. Amen, because that's where God has assigned you. Now, sometimes it's just being the one that is not afraid to worship God. Amen, that one that's not afraid to throw your hands up, The one that's not afraid to stand up. The one that's not afraid to step out. The one that's not afraid to walk around the church and worship God. Amen. Stay in the King's gate. Amen. Because God's got a purpose. Amen. And God can use you if you stay faithful in the place that God has put you in His kingdom. Amen. Stay in the King's gate. And no matter what you may, well, how it may feel. Amen. You say, Brother David, I don't know where I'm at. Amen. You need to find out what your position is, where you need to be, what you need to be doing for God. Because everybody's necessary. Everybody's necessary. Man, there's a greeter at Walmart when you walk in the door. When you walk into Walmart and there's that greeter there, okay? There's one lady there that I always notice. You know why? Because she noticed me. That's right. I walked in my Cabela's coat. Oh, I love Cabela's. She pulled me off the side. The next thing you know, I was looking at deer pictures. I was looking at all kinds of, she was not doing her job at all. But I'm telling you what, I remember her in that position. I'll tell you what, I walked in there, I don't know how many times a day, probably. You know, how many times do you go to Walmart? You know, go in there every day, once, just about. Amen. Some days I don't even know who's there. I walk right past them. Mordecai, let me tell you, you know what? He probably just stayed there every day. He became as ordinary as the gate itself. People didn't even recognize or realize that Mordecai was there. He was just faithful to his post. Isn't it good when somebody is so faithful that they're just become part of the building? Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. There's some people that's so faithful to the house of God. Amen. If they're not there, suddenly there is like a huge hole. There is a huge emptiness. There is a huge emptiness that's there. Amen. When somebody is not in their position. Amen. Mordecai, just every day he became ordinary. And while he's standing there doing his job, move on, folks. Keep it moving. Empty out the King's gate, please. All that he was doing, suddenly he overheard two men talking. They thought nobody was listening. And they was planning the destruction of the king. They were talking about how they was going to usurp the authority of the king and kill the king. They thought nobody's listening. Nobody's listening, but Mordecai is there. Moving on, folks. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. And Mordecai hears. Mordecai takes it to the king. He takes it to the king. He tells the people, and guess what? Amen. The king's life is spared. Those that were trying to plan this event that was going on, when they were put to death and the king's life was spared. But guess what? Nobody sent Mordecai a plaque for him to hang on the king's gate in honor and recognition of your fine service to the king. Amen. Nobody, amen, gave him a button so he could pin it on his lapel. Amen. That was gold and shiny. Amen. Nobody did anything special for him. Amen. He just went right on doing his job at the king's gate. He just kept on doing his job. Amen. You know what? Amen. Just keep on, keep on, keep on. You say, well, I don't get the honor that's due me. I don't get recognized. I don't get my name called. I don't get it. Keep on serving God. God. Amen. You serve the king. Amen. You don't serve yourself. You serve the king. Praise God. Keep on. The guy over at the sheep gate, he got his name in the paper. Here I saved life of the king and I don't even get nothing. Yeah. The bus ministry, they get everything done. They get everything. Everybody talks about them. Nobody talks about me. Come on. Woo. Everybody wants to, everybody talks about gets to sing in the special, but nobody calls me. Has nothing to do with the fact you can't sing, but that's all right. Nobody calls me. Right. Well, everybody else is getting their, you know, everybody else got their name in the bulletin. Everybody else got their name in the bulletin, but nobody's got my name in the bulletin. Well, it's when your birthday comes, we'll put your name in the bulletin. Wait for your birthday to come around. Everybody else's name is in there, but not mine. Not mine. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing for God. Keep going back. Amen. Keep going back. Keep working. Keep praying. Keep worshiping. Keep serving God. Amen. Don't stop now. Amen. I think it's awesome that Mordecai, amen, he, even though he didn't get any recognition, amen, he kept on doing his job, kept working, kept serving the king. And that's what you have to do. Amen. It's not for the recognition of the Bethel Chapel. Amen. It's for the honor of the king that we work and that we labor. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. But do you remember the story how that the king got royal insomnia? It's a bad case. He counted sheep. He counted camels. He counted blocks on the wall. He counted ceiling tiles. Man, he did everything. Played tic-tac-toe on his forehead. He was trying everything to get sleep, and he could not get sleep. You know, and so he thought, you know what? I'll get the most boring book that I can possibly get, and I'll read the most boring book. So he had the Chronicle come and bring in the book of all the events that happened in the kingdom. And reading along and reading along, and lo and behold, they read there about Mordecai. Yeah. How that Mordecai saved the life of the king. The king said, hold on. What was done for him? What does it say? What did we do? Did we recognize him? Did he get the plaque? Did he get the lapel button? Did he get the ribbon? Did we do anything like that? And they read on, no, there's no record of anything being done. You mean he did not get a plaque that said, thank you for your fine service for the king? He didn't get that plaque? He didn't get that ribbon? He didn't get that lapel pin? He didn't get any of that? No, nothing was done for him. Oh my, we need to do something for, you know the story? Remember the old wicked Haman comes in? Right? And the king says, Haman, Haman, what could be done to honor somebody for the king? Oh, Haman, he thinks, you know what? Well, I'll tell you what I would do, king. Amen. I would put him in some of your finest clothes. You know, I'd put him in an Armani suit. I would give him, I would slick him up, put him in Oakley sunglasses. Amen. I would make him look really slick, and I would make him look fancy. I would put him on your Harley Davidson. Amen, and I would put him out there, and I would take him down a parade. I'd put limousines in front of him and limousines behind him, and I would just go, and I'd have a loudspeaker that was shouting, this is what is done to whom the king desires to show honor. Yeah. King says, Haman, that's great. Fire up the Harley and go get Mordecai. Let's honor Mordecai.
Yeah.
Amen. Haman, he didn't like, it tore him to pieces. Right. That lowly Mordecai, he's just a gatekeeper.
Right.
He's just a gatekeeper.
Amen.
Why, he's just a gatekeeper. You know, why are we doing that? Do you know why? I believe, amen, you know, when the motorcade started coming down King's Avenue right through the King's Gate, getting ready to leave and head out and come right there to pick him up, amen, Mordecai was there in his position. He probably said, make way for the royal motorcade. Make way, folks, for the royal motorcade. Clear out the King's Gate, and there it comes. Make way, and it stops right in front of him. Keep it moving, Mr. Harley. Keep it moving, please. Got empty. Said, hey, this is for you. What?
Right? Amen.
No. Oh, you're kidding me. He didn't just say, oh, well, it's about time it got here.
No, he didn't.
What took you so long? No. Amen. I'm sure he was humbled by what he was seeing.
Right?
He was humbled. He didn't feel like he deserved it.
No.
He probably wasn't waving, you know, doing one of these things like he is the president or something, you know. He wasn't. Bring it on, folks. Bring it on. Honor me. Clap, please. More applause. More applause. He wasn't doing any of that. I believe he was humbled by what took place. Amen. And he probably said, do you guys have to use that loudspeaker so loud? Do you guys have to keep yelling that out? Do you got to keep shouting that out? Oh, this is what's done to whom the king desires. You know what? He probably didn't enjoy. I tell you what, the person that serves in the king's gate, amen, they are not looking for the honor. They are not looking for the praise. But can I tell you this? The king will not forget what you are doing. Amen. The king knows where you're at. The king knows where you serve. And the king knows, and he keeps a record, amen, of what's being done. He keeps a record of what you're doing for the kingdom. Amen. Don't forget, one day you're going to stand before God. Amen. And God's going to show honor. Amen. To those that have faithfully served in the king's gate. Amen. Yes. You may not get a plaque on this earth. You may not get the ribbon. You may not get the lapel pin. But I can tell you this, God has a record. And he knows what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen. He sees every time you crawl in that closet of prayer. Amen. And you kneel down and you call out people's names. Amen. And when they get saved, nobody recognizes you. But the king keeps a record. And he knows, amen, what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen. While they're going out and knocking on a door. Amen. And yes, their name may be lifted up because they went out and they brought him in. But it was your prayers, amen, in a prayer closet. Amen. That got them to an altar to give their life to the Lord Jesus. Amen. The king keeps a record. Amen. The king will honor you. Amen. There's going to come a day. Amen. The Bible tells us there's a rich man and there's a poor man named Lazarus. The Bible says he sat outside the gate of the rich man. He sat there at the gate. All he desired was crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. All he needed was just a little bit to eat. Amen. But he sat there. Amen. The rich man. Amen. He fared sumptuously every day. And he gave no thought for any of God or gave no recognition to God. Amen. But the Bible says that when the rich man died, amen, he was cast into hell. But I want you to know when Lazarus died, amen, the angels came and took his body and carried it into Abraham's bosom. Amen, I want you to know God keeps a record. He knows where you're at. Amen, he knows what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen, he sees every time you bake a cake. He sees every time you give a cup of cold water in the name of the Lord. Amen, he keeps a record and he knows every time, amen, that you give a lesson and it feels like nobody's listening. He knows every time, amen, that you go out and you knock on a door and nobody responds. He's got a record. Amen. And one day when you stand before God, hallelujah. Amen. Brother Gallagher was in Richlands, Virginia at the camp meeting. He was preaching in one of the morning services. That particular year, their camp's in August, and they were having trouble with their air conditioning. Their air conditioning was going out. And Brother Gallagher was just preaching away like he used to do. I mean, running all over the building. You know how he does? You know, nobody can quite stomp like he can. And, you know, he was just stomping all over and preaching. And it seemed like, no, you know, it was a good service, but it wasn't. He was preaching to the lost. And, you know, it's in a camp meeting. And just keep going to the king's gate. Yeah. What Brother Gallagher didn't realize was while he was preaching, amen, the air conditioning man had crawled up underneath the platform and was up under the stage working on the air conditioning. And he heard Brother Gallagher stomping and preaching. He's thinking, what is going on? He began to listen, and while he was down there underneath there, amen, he came out, amen, got saved, came down to the front, gave his life to the Lord. Let me tell you what, stay faithful to the king's gate. Amen, stay faithful to the king's gate. You don't know what's going on. You don't know who's listening. You don't know who's watching, but I can tell you this, amen, God keeps a record. Amen, and one day God's going to show honor, amen, to whom he will show honor. Hallelujah. And oh, I got to teach those kids again. Oh, I got to go back to that class again. Man, it's the King's Gate. Man, if you serve at the will of the King, amen, I believe the King will honor you. And one day you'll see, you'll reap the reward. You'll reap the reward. Amen? Man, I believe, man, if you want to look at it, it was Mordecai and his influence, even more so than it was Esther, that saved the people of Israel. All done from a king's gate. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? Amen. Let me tell you, it'd be nice to recognize everybody and try to show honor to everybody that does anything. Can I tell you, there's no way to do that. There's no way to do that, because I'll tell you what happens. You honor those that are obvious not only to me and obvious to those who else are out there, but what you don't recognize and what you don't see is all the ones that are working for the kingdom. Amen. I know some of you work hard, but don't ever lose sight of this, that there's others that's working for the kingdom as well. You say, but Brother David, my job seems to be so much harder. Let me tell you, I have a lot of respect for prayer warriors. I have a lot of respect for our senior saints, amen, that can pray, that can see deliverance come on people's lives. Tell you, we wouldn't be where we're at right now if it wasn't for them.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody's got to serve in the King's Gate. And I can tell you this, God is keeping a record. God is keeping a record. And I believe that God's going to do something for you. One day he'll honor you. One day we'll stand before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Dear Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for those that have served so faithfully. Lord, I know, God, in Bethel Chapel, Lord, there's so much demands put on people. Demands of the church, of the bus, of the Sunday school, of the children's church. There's the demands of the school. There's demands of the campground. And God, those that serve so faithfully in every capacity, so willingly labor and so willingly work hard. God, there's those, Lord, that they work just as hard. God, they're on a phone calling and bringing encouragement. They're witnessing and passing out tracts. They're worshiping God. Lord, I pray, God, that you would honor them. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would let them know, God, that you've not forgotten them. But God, you've kept a record. God, one day, amen, you'll call their name. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Would you join me in the altar tonight, church? Amen. Let's come and let's pray that we'd be faithful at the King's Gate. Hallelujah.